One important feature of the education of the young students enrolled in the Istituto Tecnico Superiore di Milano at the end of the 19th century was the educational trips, which were considered to be an extension of the lessons and lectures. The students left their classrooms and were taken to see how their learning was applied firsthand in the construction of railways, bridges, tunnels, and, shortly afterwards, power stations, which became one of the great driving forces of industrial development in the early 20th century. Visits to construction sites were interspersed with trips to some of the most modern and important factories, mainly cotton mills and spinning mills, which have long been a significant presence in northern Italy and its tradition. The more challenging trips abroad were reserved for final year students, who were able to experience and admire the degree of technological development achieved in the more advanced parts of Europe. Their enthusiasm took them to the vast docks of London and the modern cotton mills of Manchester, to German chemistry factories and the steel industries of Belgium and France. But the educational trips were also intended for architecture students who visited Milan as the great restorations of its historical and artistic heritage, led by Camillo Boito, were underway. Two other historic cities, namely Rome and Florence, also served as destinations. And speaking of Florence, one trip to the Tuscan capital is narrated by one of the most important future architects of the 20th century, a young Piero Portaluppi, who describes the facade of Santa Maria del Fiore with some fascination.